News of the capture thrilled soldiers and their families at Fort Drum in upstate New York, home of the Army's 10th Mountain Division. But North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein reports most don't believe their work overseas will let up anytime soon.
There's no question people affiliated with Fort Drum were relieved by the news they woke up to Sunday morning.
First reaction was just a really big finally. They finally got him after all this time.
Mickey Dion, who works at a food court on base, was grabbing a bite to eat at a nearby convenience store. Her boyfriend is a soldier at Fort Drum. For her, Saddam's capture is revenge.
Because now they can prosecute him and we Americans can get justice. You know, see him taken down, it's just going to be great.
For Sergeant Wayne Hamilton of the New York National Guard, the news is deeply personal. His battalion is training on base to leave for Iraq in the spring.
We all heard it this morning when we were loading up to go to the field, and everybody was like glued to the radio and the TVs and stuff and really happy. And mostly they were thinking about, well, I hope this affects me directly as far as, you know, bringing us home faster and stuff like that.
Getting soldiers home is what people here want most of all from Saddam's capture. But they also want it to make loved ones who are already in Iraq or going there safer. Carlene Sylvester stands in line at a Dunkin' Donuts. She expects her husband, Gary, a sergeant, to be sent to Iraq eventually. So she hopes having Saddam out of the picture will cause insurgents to lose interest.
Some of them might just have been keeping up the facade just in case he get back in power, so they wouldn't be penalized for not doing what they could do. Now that he's captured, they might say, all right, he can't do them anything anymore, you know, so they might as well give up.
Lieutenant Jennifer Nolden is at a table sipping coffee. She's not so sure.
I think it'll just go to one extreme or the other. Either all of his followers are just going to give up and go home, or they're just going to react so violently it's going to make things worse.
The 10th Mountain Division has played an active role in military efforts since September 11, 2001. Fort Drum is currently half empty. More than 1,000 of its soldiers are serving or have served in Iraq. Almost 5,000 are deployed in Afghanistan, some for the second time in 2 years. At the First Baptist Church in nearby Black River, parishioners whisper about the day's news before the Sunday service. Artilleryman Andrew Visser lounges in a pew. He doubts the rapid pace of call-ups will ease, and he says his excitement about the news is tempered.
It's a step in the right direction. It's a huge step in the right direction, and I think that everybody has a right to rejoice, but I think it's pretty clear that there's more people out there that want us out of Iraq than just Saddam. So I hope that and nobody thinks that this is already over.
Because of their time in Kuwait, Baghdad, the Horn of Africa, Afghanistan, soldiers at Fort Drum have a broad view of the war on terrorism. And while they say the capture of Saddam Hussein is good news, they're still awaiting the big day when they can wake up, turn on the TV, and see Osama bin Laden in U.S. hands. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in Northern New York.